Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The New York Knicks are back. You know, when we watch the Jets and Giants play, we've said throughout this season, kind of sucks. We don't get to watch real football. We're not watching the sport that so many other teams play when we watch, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs, the Rams, the Chargers for a lot of this year. Hell, the Cleveland Browns and on and on and on. The Dallas Cowboys, right? We feel like we're missing out because we don't have that here. We're not seeing the same sport. Well, last night, we got to see it. We got to see one of our teams playing real basketball. And it's great that they won, but even bigger than the win, we got to see our team playing the way the sport is meant to be played. The Knicks are back. Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today, kid?
I'm okay.
Oh, I'm going to be smiling all afternoon today.
You should be happy. I had a great win last night. Congrats.
All you Johnny-come-lately Fugazi basketball fans who I listened to all day today, all of a sudden waxing poetic, like you follow this team, like you give a rat's ass about the Knicks, like you know anything about basketball, zip it. Now, you're welcome to jump on the wagon. Feel free to enjoy the run, but don't act today because they played a great opener in double overtime fashion and set the season off with a firecracker that suddenly you know what you're talking about.
I think the word you're looking for would be casuals.
Fugazi is what I call
it. Fugazi
casuals. People that turned down the opportunity that Evan gave them to go to the game, unless you had a family reason not to go, of course, or a work reason not to go. The Garden was electric. The game was great. We're going to nitpick it a little bit today, but we're going to enjoy it for what it was.
Nitpick it? What do you mean? Four straight
Kemba Walker turnovers in the final three minutes? Like I said last night.
Is that what you mean?
I'm going to enjoy what took place. There are criticisms of what happened. No team is perfect. No player is perfect. But I think we can all enjoy the fact that the New York Knicks gave us something not a lot of teams give us.
Here's the truth.
Routinely in this town.
Between, and I'm sick, man. I've watched your basketball team for years suck because I love the NBA and I love watching it. And I can say this, and you'll agree with it, and I think every diehard Knicks fan would agree with this. We've seen that game before. We've seen a collapse over the final 3 minutes before. And every single time a game like that would occur, the New York Knicks would lay down and lose. The difference last night, and I wholeheartedly agree with you about going through the negatives, here's the bottom line. They collapsed in the final 3 minutes of the game, and they won.
Yeah.
And that's the end of the story. And I think that's the difference between this Knicks team and the team you've watched for the last 6 or 7 years, and obviously before that when they were good in 13. Games like that, you lose after you collapse. Last night, they responded. Last night they fought, and it was a hell of a win, and it was one of those opening night wins you won't forget. No matter where this season goes, you won't forget the way that crazy opener of the 21-22 season went.
Yeah, it was great. The Garden was chaos. It delivered on every level of our expectation. A great game. You know, listen, tip of the cap to the Celtics. Jaylen Brown, as you talked about before the game yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, he was questionable to even play last night because he's coming back from COVID, only played played one preseason game.
He was
game.
Unbelievable last night.
The shot he makes from the Knicks logo in the last minute of the game is ridiculous. Like, you can't do anything about it. Like, Fournier played good D, and he doesn't think the guy's going to make a 40-foot shot, and he did. So I tip my cap to that. You know, Marcus Smart making the open three to tie when the New York defense played like they'd never been on a basketball court
well,
before.
Well, Jason Tatum falling down screwed everything up.
Yeah.
Mental breakdown by Evan Fournier.
It's all good. I mean, even the fact that we got crazy in the last 3 minutes of the game and decided like every possession was going to end with a bad Julius Randle shot. And then Evan Fournier saves our ass with a bunch of threes. And then I will say this, as a basketball fan, you know that's my favorite of all the sports, and the Knicks are my favorite team. There was about a 3 minute period of late in that game where they traded 6 3-pointers.
Yes.
Back and forth.
Yes. That was during the first overtime. It was like a heavyweight fight where I think it was 4 or 5 straight possessions was Boston 3, Nick 3.
Right.
Boston 3, Nick 3.
And then we went 5 possessions each and nobody scored. But that 3 minute run that was back and forth. It's the odds that I always talk about. I'm not a blowout guy. I hate blowouts. They do nothing for me. That game last night gave me everything I love as a sports fan. The back and forth aspect of it, edge of your seat, you know, for the majority of the fourth quarter, and obviously in both overtimes. My team won, which is paramount to everything.
Of course.
But guys made plays, man.
Until that second overtime, because I think in the second overtime, Craig, everyone was gassed. Everybody was done in that second
and
overtime.
And you saw that Jaylen Brown can't get up to dunk.
Yes.
And although I don't think it's because he was gassed, you know, Schroeder missing a wide-open layup.
That's because he's Dennis Schroeder, Craig. That's why he missed the wide-open
layup.
He made
a lot of key shots them
he
down
also
the stretch.
Stinks overall, but whatever.
He missed. Like, the Celtics did miss an uncontested layup.
They did.
And an uncontested dunk, which helped us
and
win.
By the way, Jason Tatum was as abysmal as you'll ever see him, but I want to preface that with a statement.
He was 7 for 30.
He was 7 for 30. But you know who I thought was the star of the game for the Knicks? And this is not a popular thing to say, but I really believe it was your guy, R.J. Barrett. Because his lockdown defense on Tatum and at times Jaylen Brown was awesome. And also the fact that he was able to respond after that completely no-show dreadful first half.
Yeah, he didn't score.
And have a big third quarter. Right. But his defense last night, and it goes unnoticed a little bit because you can't see it in the box
score.
Well,
especially on the last possession of the first OT.
How about the turnover he forced on Jaylen Brown? Like, R.J. Barrett's lockdown defense last night was one of the major reasons you guys won this
Played more than 40 minutes, too. Like, so he did his job, and he did not score in the first half. I would say the other two, listen, obviously Fournier and Randle, so just keep them aside. Their stat line speaks for itself. You know, we don't have to talk about what they did in detail because it is what it is. But remember yesterday you said to me, what am I looking forward to? And I said, Obi Toppin.
Obi.
I think Obi Toppin is a difference maker for them this year. And he was. You know what? 14 points in 28 minutes, whatever it was. A lot of fast break points. On the court at the same time as Randle, as we talked about
yesterday.
Well,
and we saw that in the fourth quarter. We saw that for a huge stretch
Big
of the fourth quarter
him.
In overtime where Tom Thibodeau finally had the confidence to say, I'm going to go small. And their defense didn't lack all that much. Obi gave them a lot of kind of energy. It worked. And it was probably because he was forced to do
it. And how many rebounds did Big Mitch have? 17,
yeah,
I think
Mitch
it was.
Yeah, Mitch was great, too.
So you got, like, the guy, the role players on this team. It's one game. It's easy to get carried away. I'm sure I will be carried away throughout the afternoon.
You don't sound carried away at all.
By no means am I saying that, you know, we're suddenly winning a championship because of last night.
Why not? Just go with it. Go with it. Come on.
Because I'm not going to do that.
Knicks are winning the title.
I'm not doing that yet. But I saw a lot out of this team that we've not seen out of a lot of Knicks teams. Historically, over the last decade, we just haven't.
But you know what
they have different
to do?
Guys who can score. I was not thrilled defensively, of course. But once they gave up on the notion that we have to force feed the rock to Randle on every possession down the stretch, and he took 3 or 4 terrible shots, and we suddenly said, wait a minute, there's other guys who can and have scored in this game. Listen, it's like, you know, every team, opening day means something special because, everyone's in the same spot. We all have the hope, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's all about promise and hope, and will this be our year? Baseball opening day, for most people, is the most special because of the way they celebrate it, right? But when you go into your very first game, at home at least, the Nets will have that on Sunday, when you have your first home game of the year and it's the season opener and you put on a show like the Knicks did last night, it's everything that us diehard Knicks fans have been begging for a very, very, very long time. And you saw it being in the building during the game, I'm sure. I know you saw it after because I've seen a lot of the street videos that came out similar to the end of last year as we got ready for the Atlanta Hawks. We are starved for this. We've not had this
in a very long time,
and I'm going to love it. I'm going to embrace it. I'm going to soak it up like it's Sunday gravy, and I'm going to milk it for all it's worth because tomorrow's not promised. Yesterday is a history. Today's where I'm living. First place. Yes! I love it.
Congratulations.
Oh, I love it. Woo! Even LeBron James chiming in online. This is awesome. Everybody, I love it. The uniforms were dope. Even Spike Lee's purse was acceptable last night. And it's never acceptable for a man to wear a purse. And he wore the purse the whole game. Like, it's one thing if you wear a purse, you put it over the seat.
Right.
Like, no one's going to steal Spike Lee's purse. He's sitting front row. My man rocked the purse the whole night. He's up, he's down, he's up, he's down. And I hate Spike Lee. And I hate man purses. But last night, the purse was acceptable.
Yeah, last night, everything's acceptable in your eyes.
Yeah. I mean, the amount of chains that,
Tracy Morgan?
Tracy Morgan was
wearing. Yeah, I noticed that.
Last night, also usually unacceptable. Last night, totally acceptable.
Yeah.
Dustin Hoffman was acceptable. Love and respect, Michael J. Fox. He's always acceptable, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, what a great night at the Garden. A great effing night at Madison Square Garden to win the opener. Obviously, to beat the Celtics, who we hate anyway. Man, oh, man. I felt alive. Absolutely alive. Because I don't get this from the Jets, our favorite team. Giant fans don't get this from the Giants. You can make the argument of baseball, you know, which you know, we've gone over and over and over and over again. They gave us what we are usually so envious of in other sports when we watch great games. Like, you had it all last year with the Nets. The Nets were fun to watch last year. The Knicks gave us a run last year. We got a little taste of it. And last night, I did think, solidified the fact that we have a really good basketball team, not on paper, tangibly, real life. We have a good basketball team.
I think you got a good basketball team, and you have a better team than you had last year.
No doubt about that.
To give Leon Rose credit, you saw the additions and how important they could be. Do you realize, I couldn't believe this.
I love it.
If you get this right, I would give you whatever you wanted. So Evan Fournier had a great night last night.
Hang on one sec. Let me tell you what I want so I know. Like, are you going to ask me like a question?
A trivia question.
All right, so you can ask me a trivia question.
Yeah.
You said if I get it right, I get whatever I want.
Yeah, I would give you whatever you want.
I want to tell you now what it is that I'm going to want.
What do you want?
All right. If, whatever I want.
Well,
I'm a simple man.
I'm very confident that you're not going to get it right, and I don't even think Loogie's going to be able to bail you out. So I have a confidence of, whatever you want, Craig.
I'm a simple man, Evan.
Go ahead, what do you want?
I don't want a lot.
What do you want?
Here's what I want.
Go.
I'd want 3 pounds of moist brisket. From my favorite barbecue place, Hill Country, which is on 26th Street between 5th and 6th Avenues, right?
Okay.
And I would like wings for a month.
A month?
Yes.
I mean, look, I'm confident you're not going to get this right, but I get nervous that this isn't really worth it to me.
By the way, I didn't get greedy. I didn't ask for a car. I didn't
say, you asked for wings for a month.
Yeah. Well, that's not being greedy.
How about this? I will give you one of those dopey T-shirts they handed out last night.
I don't
want
one
of those Fugazi watches that light up every time the Knicks score.
I'll take the watch.
Okay, the watch and 2 pounds of popcorn.
Garden popcorn?
I bought garden popcorn.
Okay, and 3 pounds of moist brisket from Hill Country.
Why do you need the brisket?
Because I love it.
All right, 2 pounds of moist brisket.
We're negotiating.
Yeah.
2 pounds of moist brisket from Hill Country.
Yes.
5 boxes of garden popcorn.
2 boxes of garden popcorn.
4 boxes of garden popcorn, my final request.
I only bought 2 boxes of garden popcorn.
In the future. I mean, you're going
to... Oh, for the future.
You are a season ticket holder, right?
Night to be named later, yes.
Okay, and what was the third thing? Oh, And you have to get me 10 bags of spice drops.
10 bags of what?
Spice drops. It's two for a dollar.
Whatever.
So
fine.
Bucks.
You're not going to get it. So I'm coming.
All right. Bring it on.
All right. So last night, Evan Fournier. Don't Google. Put your hands off the computer.
What did I do?
Evan Fournier set the Knicks franchise record.
Yes.
For most points scored in his debut as a Knick.
Correct.
Whose record did he eclipse? And I'll give you 10 seconds so you can't Google.
Go ahead.
Ho, ho, ho.
You know it?
Four, ooh, ooh, five, ooh. Six, seven.
Evan, I'm going to slow eight. Play this. I'm not going
to
type.
No, you have to give the answer.
All right, here's
Stop
the deal.
Stop asking them to
I
search.
Didn't say anything.
You have 5 seconds or
Hang
it's
on.
Done.
Hold on a second. I'm going to sit over here so I'm not near the keyboard, so there's no cheating at all. They said it during the broadcast.
Did they?
They did.
Damn it, this is the problem with being at the game.
They said it during the broadcast.
Then give me the answer
now.
One?
Hold on. It was the night of a lot of firsts, all right? It was a lot of firsts, okay?
Yes.
Okay, here's the deal. It was a night of a lot of firsts for opening night scoring. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm just going to tear it off the bat. It was Keith Van Horn.
Son of a bitch.
And I know I'm right because it came up.
He said that on the broadcast?
No, they did not. I just happen to be a diehard Knick fan. And I love Evan Fournier.
You knew that Keith Van Horn's 29 points a decade and a half ago was the Knick record?
Yes, I did.
No way you knew that. No way you knew that.
I knew it.
How did you know that?
Because I'm the only Knick fan you know in this building.
You knew Keith Van freaking Horn?
So, 3 pounds of moist, five boxes of popcorn, and 10 bags of spice drops are coming our way.
This is such BS. I thought that was the most under-the-radar, geeky, Nets-related trivia question that there's no chance you'd get.
Well, you've misjudged my fandom. When it comes to the Knicks, I put myself up against any person on the radio or on TV in the country.
You know what? I'm with you now. I mean, because
basketball is my favorite sport. I like the way they dribble up and down the court.
I think there's a majority of Knicks fans, the casuals, who didn't even know Keith Van Horn played for the Knicks.
Yeah, that's also a very good possibility. Well, listen, we're all pumped up. This is my happiest sports day, I got to think. I mean, in a very, very long time. Obviously, the Knicks making the playoffs last year was dope. But this was one of my most favorite regular season moments in any sport. I can't tell you the last time. So let's get into it. You watched the game last night. And thankfully, it was not blacked out, so I got to watch it. And it took so long to start it that I got home about 2 minutes in. And that included driving past a terrible car fire on 78 last night.
Wow.
Like 50-foot flames.
I'm glad they delayed the start because, and this isn't for my own selfish reasons, getting into the Garden last night.
I heard a lot of people saying it took a bit.
Was brutal.
Should have gotten VIP like I told you.
Well, I'm not VIP. I'm sitting on the Chase Bridge. Who the hell am I?
From now on, I'll set it up. You go right in the VIP.
Well, that's very nice of you. But I'm glad the start time was later so that the diehard Knick fan that was trying to get into that building was actually able to sit down and watch the opening.
Yeah, they didn't tip to about 7:45.
Yeah.
As opposed to it was at 7:30 announced.
Yeah, but they usually tip at 7:40. In general, it's a 7:40 tip. So if it was 7:45, it's only 5 minutes late.
Yeah, so really, I mean, so I got lucky. I got home pretty quick. Once I got through the Holland Tunnel, and again, that, thank God, and I hope everyone's all right, there was a mad car fire like I've never seen before. Crazy.
Wow.
On 78 going east, and I was going west, and the traffic had not built up yet. So I got home there about 2 minutes in. So I did not miss a play.
I just want to know one thing, and you got to be honest. When they blew an 11-point lead with 3.5 minutes to go, and Kemba's acting like he's never played point guard before.
Yeah.
And then there's the breakdown. Tatum falls, 48 doubles, blah, 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 Marcus Smart 3.
Yeah.
And now we're going to overtime.
Yeah.
Did you think the Knicks were going to win this game?
Yep, 100%.
No, you didn't.
Never wavered.
No, you didn't.
Never wavered.
I mean, if you're a Knicks fan who's got the Roberts Idison PTSD Knicks fan-esque, there's no way after blowing that lead you said, we got this.
By the way,
there's no way.
There was a point, the Knicks were up 8-0 out of the gate.
Yes.
And went down 12.
Yes.
That's a 20-point
run. That's the NBA, though. That's normal. Blowing the 11-point lead with 3.5 minutes to go, boring, but really, blowing the 6-point lead with the ball, 45 seconds to go.
Yeah.
It was a meltdown that led to
it. Yeah. Because the game's over.
When Fournier hit the three to put him up by six,
game over.
Game's over.
Yep. I agree 100%.
And the only way Boston would come back would have these breakdowns.
40-foot three. That's not a breakdown. That's one of those things we got to say.
The turnovers.
Tip your cap because that dude made a shot. He ain't going to make 10%
of the time. It's the turnovers, though. If you protect the basketball and play smart, hit your free throws, the game's over.
I was so
worried.
What
you couldn't do is turn it over.
On that really good bounce pass to Fournier where he made the layup.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and
when they were trying to foul, yeah.
As opposed to getting fouled and having to make the two
free
throws. He was
going to miss the layup?
I swear to God, I thought he was going to miss that layup. Because he came in, he shot it righty.
Right.
And he's on the left side, and it was a weird, for some reason, he came in at like an awkward angle on it, and it hits the right side of the rim.
Right.
That was like your basic backboard net 2 points. That was backboard side of the rim. Oh, my God, yes, he made it.
And by the way, after that, when Julius gets fouled and goes to the line and Boston has no timeouts before the smart three, Julius casually hit both free throws.
Yes, he did. All, nothing but net.
Dude, he misses one of them.
Yep.
Our conversation today, slightly different.
Yeah, and he makes the ultimate clincher in the second OT also. Yep. And it's funny you say that because as a Syracuse grad, I've seen a lot of games go down the wrong way because of missed free throws. And he stepped up there, one dribble, swish, one dribble, swish with everything on the line. MVP. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
The Nets play tomorrow against the Sixers, I believe.
Will they and be then, facing Ben Simmons
no,
or not?
No, he actually showed up and was sent home from practice today.
So what does this all mean? Is he being sent home, period?
Who knows?
But who knows?
I think it's unlikely that you see him.
You guys have a home and home with Orlando. Yeah. And you have an opportunity if you could beat a team that you're clearly better than a couple of times to actually get this season started off at 3-0. And remember this about last year.
I'm living in the moment right now, Evan
Roberts.
Oh, stop
it. You can look at a couple of games
ahead.
All
right, 55 wins.
And remember last year, the Knicks started 0-2, and they didn't just start 0-2. They essentially got blown out in their first two games.
Yeah.
And look how quickly things changed.
Yeah, listen, they're a good basketball team, right? And there were some deficiencies last night, both coaching-wise and certain players in certain spots last night. I've always said, and since you've known me, and since I've done this for my job, which is 30 years now, that when you are up three, all right, you foul.
Well, they were trying.
I know he fell
Tom
down.
Tom Thibodeau said it. He said we were trying to foul.
It didn't appear like it.
It didn't. Well, everything broke down when Tatum fell down.
I'm just saying, it didn't look like they were trying to foul. Maybe that's a maybe that's because Tatum fell down. Everything went hooey at that spot. But I've said it a million times. I don't know why teams don't. It's the obvious play. There's 5 seconds
and
left.
And Boston has no timeouts.
No timeouts on either side.
Right, right.
Foul. So he makes 2 free throws. So what? Foul. I'm begging you to foul.
I'm with you, man.
And then someone could tell Kemba Walker, there's no reason to worry about guarding the drive down the lane. You're up three. Like, he got caught his pants down on that one, but
dude,
none of the matters
because he had
is the elixir.
Sure, he had one of the worst 4-minute stretches to end that game, but here's my ultimate compliment for Kemba. I was watching him after the game, and he was talking about how at halftime, he's saying to RJ, you the man. RJ, you the man. RJ. And I think that kind of veteran leadership is important because RJ is still a young player, and he had a dreadful first half.
Offensively.
Yeah. And he responded in a big way in that third quarter. And like I mentioned, his lockdown defense down the stretch was monumental. And who knows how much of an impact having a veteran, having an all-star like Kemba Walker whispering into his ear, how much of an impact that
makes. I will say this. I know it's only one game, and the jury will be out for a bit on it. I liked the lack of whistles. The referees did not play a role in the outcome of this game. You could clearly say, if you want, that the Obi Hoop late is a charge. He charged, there's no doubt about it. You could make the case that on the play coming back the other way, where Kemba slides to his left, that call could go either way. But overall, I will say this. The referees are not calling that lean-in against the defense. I've seen a bunch of games already. They're not calling it.
One game.
And they swallowed their whistles a lot.
One day.
In other words, here's what we want as fans of basketball.
I agree with you, but it's one night, 2 nights.
But here's what you and I want as, I love basketball.
Yeah.
I watch the next game.
Right.
Right? I love basketball. The Knicks are my favorite team of all my teams. If I had my druthers, and I know you agree with me on this, I always want the game decided by the talent.
Right.
Now, there are some egregious calls that have happened, but there are egregious fouls that have to be called. I'm not saying you swallow your whistle the whole game. Certain fouls, you call a foul's a foul. But letting the players decide the outcome of that game, I mean, is what it's all about.
Yeah, I agreed with you until about January of last year when the Nets traded for James Harden. Then I love that whistle.
Yeah,
that whistle, baby.
He ain't getting that call no more.
No, I don't think he will. Neither will Trae Young, but... like any sport, when they have a point of emphasis, let's give it more than a couple of nights and let's see in the middle of March how they're officiating these games. But no, it was fine last night. I had no problem with the
officials. How many fouls were called in the 2 overtimes?
Not many.
Maybe two?
But a part of it was like on Boston's side, Jason Tatum, and he started to do it late, needed to take it to the basket more, especially when his shot wasn't
working.
Well,
he did the one time. He had the nice little finger
late in the game.
Yeah.
But early on, he was settling, but... listen, overall, last night, I admit this, win, lose, or draw, it was a very entertaining, fun night at Madison Square Garden. I congratulate you and all the diehard Knicks fans on your successes.
And I want to let everyone know that's not a Knicks fan. Spike Lee is not, he does not represent us. All right? Now, I'm not sure if he's going through some kind of transition. I don't know. And if he is, I respect that, you know, to each their own. And I'm not sure if he's going to become a pronoun, but... he does not represent us. We don't wear purses. We don't carry them. It's not a thing that we do. And the guys that are more representative of us are the guys that are outside on 7th Avenue after the game, hooting and hollering and cursing up a storm about one guy in camera goes, "We had a deal with Cuomo and de Blasio this year. The Knicks saved our ass." Yes, I'm like, yes, like the reference point people have for enjoying a Knick win.
Yes.
And it's one game. It fascinates me. There were F. Trae Young chants, obviously Brooklyn stuff. There was like the political stuff. There was some COVID stuff. There is this, like, it's so funny to me, the reference. There's one guy holding a roach, like, which is like, you know, the leftovers of a joint, right, in his hands going, this is the greatest way. Like, we're all loving it. Yeah, it's,
you know,
awesome.
You know what I noticed last night? And this is a compliment. So we were talking a little bit yesterday about, hey, they're struggling to sell tickets. I don't know if they're going to sell out. The secondary market isn't hot. We had all these theories on why.
Yeah.
Last night, and I've been to a lot of Knick games, was one of the, and tell me if you agree with this, Luke, one of the least corporate crowds I ever remember.
Which plays
at
in
the Garden.
Plays into what we talked it about yesterday.
It plays into, sure, the prices are down. Sure, it may not be the hottest ticket in the world, but it felt like there were more real fans in the building because of, hey, maybe more office buildings are closed. There are less tourists.
Where you guys are sitting will also lends itself to more of those types of people.
No, I get that, but I'm also kind of looking around. I'm walking downstairs after the game. Yeah. I'm moving around.
Will you do that just to be noticed?
No, I'm doing it to leave.
Like, oh, hey, Evan Roberts.
By the way, you Knick fans, I got to tell you, you guys are so classy. I can't tell you how many Knick fans said to me, Evan, I wish the Nets nothing but luck. I was like, wow, thanks. Like 10 different people said that.
Are you sure you were sitting upper deck?
I swear to God.
No Knick fan I know is going to go up to you and go, I wish the Nets the best of luck.
I'm telling you, it was
more. That's fugazi.
Tons of people said
that's like a guy sitting courtside leaving early.
What is that about? Oh, my God.
Get to that later. Eddie's in the Bronx. Eddie, what's up with you, kiddo?
How are you, Craig? How are you, Evan? Eddie from the Bronx next.
Yeah.
Die hard Knick fans back in the DeBuscher, Frazier, Reed days. This game brought me back to the 94 Knicks with Allen Houston. This just, the excitement was there. I was waiting for this game to come, and you know what? It did nothing but Fournier coming up with big play after play. Randall stepping up to the line and getting nothing but water. He walked up there,
yep,
one shot, water, bing, bing. That was it. This was what the Knicks are going to. Listen, it's one game. It's one game, Craig. But
I can tell you what, Eddie, you know, had that game gone the other way and we lose it, all the good feelings we have, and thanks for the call, pal, all the good feelings we have would have been put right in the toilet.
Same old Knicks. I got to do it. Eddie, you sound like a great guy. You do.
Don't
sound
take
like
a shot at my guy, Eddie.
He said something so inaccurate, and I have to
don't
correct him.
Don't take a shot at my
because
guy.
Because we're going to get crap for not correcting him. Allen Houston, wonderful Nick. We all respect Allen Houston.
Let him be.
He was not on the 1994 Knicks.
No, he was not.
It's a good day, sir.
Okay.
What?
We all know.
Craig, we're going
to
get...
embarrass him. He's a good man.
I waited. I did it in a polite way.
He works with children. He makes sure kids are off the streets doing the right thing at Throg's Neck. He's a good man.
Wait a second. I shouldn't have corrected him.
We all, listen, sometimes a guy makes a mistake. He's very excited. For him, to me, it resembled nothing of 94 at all. But he's feeling good because his favorite team won a big home game and came up big in the clutch, both on defense, multiple possessions, and, of course, on offense, you know, dropping down bombs last night.
You know what's great? So the last few days we've talked about how the Yankee fans and the Yankees have to battle their history, and it's impossible to battle it. The best thing you have as a Knick fan is that when you battle your history, it all comes up good. Like, that's why you have the enthusiasm you have
70,
today.
Yeah.
And I'm not, by the way, I'm not blaming you for it or even mocking you for it. It's just, it's an interesting contrast considering what we've talked about with the Yankees over the last few days and weeks as compared to the Knicks. It's just, battling your history is a good thing when you're a Knicks
fan. Yeah, I'll just say this. I don't remember the Knicks in 94 ever scoring 138 points.
Well, it's a
over
world.
Two games. Yeah, like on a home and home, I think they probably had a .138
well,
at some point.
How about giving up 136?
I don't remember them ever giving up 136 either. That's why for me, it did not remind me at all of 94. It just made me, it's one of those things that's like comfort food, right? There's certain things, maybe it brings you back to something your grandma did for you when you were younger, or just a place that makes you happy, right? We all mm-hmm. have that in our lives. Last night was comfort food. You know, we revere the building, we revere the organization. We all, most of us, grew up as Knick fans. I know some people have gone the other way, especially with the Nets moving to one of the five boroughs, especially the borough that people have such great pride about. But this team, even with all their failures over the last, you know, three decades, this team is special to us. So that's why we overreact when we get a game like last night. Now, if that was game 13 of the season, we'd be pumped, but it'd be different. It's the fact it was the season slash
home opener. It's opening night against the Celtics. I get it.
Yeah. So, look, I'm partying like it's 1999.
I admitted this to you the other day. I took the net loss worse than I probably would if it's the middle of December. There's something about opening night.
Right, yeah,
there's
right.
something about opening night. Yep. So I get it.
Yep.
I respect it.
Yeah, I know you do.
It makes me a little sick, but I respect it.
You are not a Knicks fan, but Evan Roberts stayed to the bitter
end. I don't leave games early.
You also had no choice because you were with my liaison, Thomas, and he's videotaping you, and people know who you are.
Yeah, but I don't.
And if you try to give me the Irish exit, I just go to the bathroom.
No.
And then you don't come back,
bro.
Which is a Chris Sims move. Listen.
But don't you know me? I don't leave games early.
I know, but Mark Melusa's left early.
Well, that one is inexcusable.
Home opener.
That's
great. That might be the greatest game they play all year. But from an entertainment standpoint, they're going to win 50 games. Last night's game could very well be the most entertaining game they play this year. And Chubb Rock left the game before overtime.
Dude, there are very few.
What are you doing?
There are very few openers that you remember. Like, I've been to so many as a Net fan, and there's really only two that specifically jump out at me. This is going to be one of those games, and it really doesn't even matter how the season goes. You're going to remember this opener.
Able to experience it, if you experienced a part of it, would be torture.
Yeah, I don't know how you live with yourself.
I wouldn't be able to. If I was Moose, I wouldn't have come into work today. I would have played it like I didn't feel well, traffic problems, whatever it might be. Because how do you... Like, I don't tell him what to do, clearly, but, like, I hate to say this because I like Melusis a lot. I really do.
Right.
You're dead to us.
As
Knicks fans, if the Knicks do something, next week, whatever, and they come on the air and they're like, let's rock and roll about the Knicks. No, you can't now. Like, you're forbidden in a lot of ways from ever speaking the word Knicks again.
And you know what makes it worse?
In your professional capacity as a talk show host on WFAM. Like, how do you come in next week and go, oh, huge Knicks fan. Hey, guys. Hey, Maggie. Hey, oh, the Knicks last night. Oh, no. Or if the Knicks are on their West Coast trip. Yeah. Oh, it stayed up till 1 in the morning. No. We've divorced ourselves from you until you pay a penance.
How can you pay that penance,
though? I don't even know.
What can you do?
I think he's dead.
And I don't know if you viewed it this way or anyone else viewed it this way.
Change your
name. I think he made it worse by the fact that his freaking radio partner's basically not allowed in the building, and here you are courtside, and you leave early. It's almost like you're flaunting to your... In fact, I'm making a decree. Maggie can have my season tickets for any game she wants. Moose is banned. I've banned him from the Evan Roberts Chase Bridge. I'm sorry.
There you go.
Official. Done. Banned. You're not allowed.
And I feel for him. I think I don't know why he left. I didn't hear the whole thing.
He had to go to work on SNY with 56 people watching Geico Sports Night.
I'm sure they would have given him a pass
of
on that.
Of course they would have.
Like, oh my God, we can't do the show tonight because Malusis is at the Knick game.
And Moose works every night. He deserves an off day.
Well, that's a tough leave.
That's
right
terrible.
There.
I would have accepted it more if he's like, listen, my wife told me I gotta get home. Blah, blah, blah.
Now I wanna be mature about this. Like, he has a work responsibility. They're expecting him to be what, on camera or something?
Yeah.
At a certain time.
What? They have cameras at the Garden.
Well, he can't do that.
Of course he can.
Different network. He can't do
that. No, SNY had cameras at the Garden.
Yeah, but for him?
Yeah, no, they had cameras there.
Yeah, but they're not, obviously, dude, they don't have the capacity to do that. They're behind the time. They're in the Stone Age technology.
So they couldn't have put the camera on Melusis for him
to argue with
Sal Lacan about the Mets' fifth starter? Couldn't have happened?
They could have. They don't know how to.
Oh, they don't.
That's SNY's problem. They use dial-up stuff. Like, they are behind the times when it comes to technology.
Craig, you're also...
Dude, they couldn't... We were going to do our show from Yankee Stadium. They couldn't figure out how to do it.
That's a very fair point,
Did your show from home. They couldn't figure out how to get you on camera.
That's fair.
Now they're going to get Moose on camera from the Garden? Probably not.
Moose can also take a day off. He works at SNY every day.
Yeah, I tell you, if I gave him that ticket, I wouldn't give him another one.
Oh, I didn't even give him the ticket. He's done. Well, he's banned from the Roberts Chase Bridge. Sorry.
He's not the story today. The Knicks are the story today. Joe Judge has made himself a story today. We'll give you that coming up in a bit as well. And there's a lot of people upset with Evan, so we'll get to that too.
What did I possibly do?
You went to the game. That's what you do.
Oh, I'm not allowed to go to the game?
Well, we're going to discuss that.
Aren't I a good luck charm now, Knick fans?
No, you're not.
I delivered you a 2-overtime win. You're welcome.
877-337-6666. Carton Roberts on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.